Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We're going to try to get this show. I'm having some technical difficulties via the internet right now. I'm not sure exactly what is going on. Let me try to refresh. I've got a guest that's been on hold for four minutes now, and I don't understand it. Hey, Ronald, are you on the air with us? Let's see if we can get him on here. I do not know what's going up with my service today. Hey, Ronald, if I can get you to call right back in, bro, call right back in. Let's see if that makes a difference, and we'll get the show running. I don't know what is going on with the network right now. It seems to be a little disheartening on a show that I need to go off so well. Today's show is going to be on para-jiu-jitsu and the plight. We're going to see if we can get everybody else to call back in. I'm going to try to call Ronald Mann right now and get him on there. Give me one second. I have absolutely no idea what is going on with the show right now. The board is completely freaking out, as long as my air conditioner. But we'll get things going real quick. Okay, I don't have any callers on, so let's get Ronald. See if we can get him on here. I can't even get it to allow me to unmute my mic. We're going to go ahead and hang up and try to call right back, because I can't even get an intro song to play. I'm surprised they even played the main intro. I don't know what's going on with the board.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement. Part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony Family Tree. The 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out, though. Listen. In the world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Ronald, are you on with us? I have no idea what is going on. I'm going to, Ronald, try to call back in. I'm going to hang up and try to reinitiate. I'm going to reset the board and have you guys call right back in. Oh, great. Now we've got the Siri. I'm not able to get anybody's call through. I'm not sure what is going on. This is frustration. I apologize to my guest. This is not how my show is conducted. I'm going to have to recall into the station to reboot everything. So if I can get you, Professor, to call back in and Ron to call back in, I greatly would appreciate it. I'm going to have to disconnect and restart the show if you don't mind. All right, I'm back in the studio. Let's see if we can get this working. All right, we're back. I'm going to try to call Ronald Mann if I can get the professor to call back. I think we're good on track to start the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. It's been one of them days. My air conditioner went out and everything else is going wrong. So let me try to get Ron Lamb back on the phone. I apologize. This is terrible that this is going this way. I don't run this way. It's actually non-professional and very upsetting. But we will get going. This is not a great way to start the episode of the Para Jiu-Jitsu Show. All right. Let's see. Let's see if I can get Ronald back on. Hey, Ronald, this is Don. I don't know what technical difficulties I had. Can you please tell the professor to call back and we can get the show rocking, brother?
Sounds good. I'll tell him right now.
All right. Thank you.
Ronald, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what a way to start the day. I mean, first my AC goes out, tremendous holiday, and then we go to start the show and I got technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll get the professor calling in right now. But Ronald, before we get him on here, the thing that has truly blown my mind is in this sport you guys have been faced, you know, forced time and time again to face able-bodied opponents and Jiu-Jitsu, what is it about the sport that is declining you the opportunities to face each other in different categories and para-categories? I think we lost them again. Here.
Oh, Don?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm here, brother. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I jumped back on.
All right, you're on two lines. I'm going to hang. Okay, let's not do that. Yeah, it's, for some reason the internet is freaking out today. It must have something to do with my air conditioning going out. I don't know, but did you hear my question, brother?
I did not, no.
Okay, I said, you know, in the art of jiu-jitsu, you know, the practitioners, you know, have been facing able-bodied opponents for quite some time. What is the issue that is perplexed in the sport that doesn't allow the IBJJF and other organizations to give you subcategories as para-fighters to face each other?
Well, there for years there's been people fighting as para-fighters against able-bodied individuals. That's not anything new. You know, I've been in Muay Thai, MMA, and Jiu-Jitsu for the last 24 years fighting, but a lot of times those fights are either non-contract or they're across seas because of the liability issues here in America. It wasn't until recently, then there's been spattering that we've had a four-man tournament, MMA tournament in Detroit, and that was all para, and there's been other amputees and people with mobility issues coming up, but this is the first time they've really started organizing. It's only been the last couple of years that people are looking at this and saying people with mobility issues, people with different ability levels, need to be matched equally. And that's where UAE JJF has taken the lead on that.
Yeah, and you know, with a professor, he had called in, but for some reason I had the glitch in the program. And I don't know if it's just a twist of fate or bad luck or however you want to look at it. Certainly it's most disappointing to me to start the first show that you and I are going to create, you know, go on to create and have, you know, from, you know, week to week. I can't even speak today. Bro, I'm so mad. I know it's already going to cost me $300-$400 for my air conditioner, so I'm good with it. But the plight of the para jiu-jitsu practitioner is something that is very near and dear to me. When we took on the aspect of doing this show, you know, it was something that truly was formed for our heart, truly is what we're about, as we're both para-athletes in life. I hope the professor calls back in. He did call in, and I don't know why the station decided to glitch at that moment, but it started playing songs that I didn't even push in a program to play, and it wouldn't allow me to unmute a caller, and everybody was there before the show. So this is my show's blatant disrespect, and I apologize for that. Were you able to get a text out to the professor?
Yeah, I did, and he's having problems. You want me to try a 2-3-way call from my end into Brazil?
Yeah, if you could, please. We can work it that way.
Okay. Let me see what I can do here.
I appreciate it, because I'd really like to get this show out there. It's already started off on a horrific note. I apologize to my listeners. I apologize to all practitioners listening in. I signed into the station. I do it via a link because the station is based out of New York, as we're syndicated. I'm not used to having very many technical issues on the program. It is a live show. Things will happen that, you know, you can't control, as the show is unscripted anyway. But this is most certainly a show that I did not want to start off this week. So I apologize on that note, and hopefully we'll get... Oh, there we go. We got him on. Hopefully this allows us to get him in. Professor, are you there?
Hello, it's Don McGuire.
Yes, this is Don McGuire. Welcome to the Fighter's Voice. Ronald, are you still with us?
I just jumped back on. I'm not able to reach him by my phone. No.
Okay, perfect, perfect. You know, Professor, I had Ronald Mann on quite a while ago. I'm a para-athlete myself. What is it about the sport that allows able-bodied, you know, practitioners to face para-athletes, but when the para-athlete wants the opportunity to face another para-athlete, then their discrepancies are involved, and the situation isn't being allowed in the IBJJF and some other organizations. You, as a professor with the UAE JJF, what is it going to take for us to create these divisions and break the stereotype, sir?
Well, first, I would like to say sorry about my English. I'm just training and learning, but I think you can understand, and our view can understand. We are working for Brazil Jiu-Jitsu since when I lost my left leg. I was a brown belt, and I lost my left leg, and Jiu-Jitsu helped me too much to keep walking on Jiu-Jitsu championships. But there was not this division for us, you know. And I went to UAE, and they spend a lot of money for Jiu-Jitsu for our generation and their countries. And I was there in 2050 for compete, and I got a medal on third place in 2050. And they asked me about what was my intention about Jiu-Jitsu, and I said that my intention it was for put this classification for para-athletes in our around the world. And they say that we have a chance, and it takes for 12 months, and it takes for 12 months, and we got, and I begin looking for para-athletes in our around the world, and I found a superstar in the U.S. It takes work to find him. And I find Ronald, amazing athlete from U.S. He's really a hero from U.S., you know. But UAEJJF think that there was not athletes in our own the world, and we can prove this. We got in the first year 38 athletes from 16 countries. In 2016, and for this year we got 73 para-athletes, include para-athletes from UAE, and it's growing and growing. In Brazil we have more than 300 para-athletes, and we really are changing many lives, you know. The para-jiu-jitsu is amazing. I take the para-jiu-jitsu like a fix for the humanity. I think that for these 4 years, the para-jiu-jitsu had proved amazing things, including the scientists proving that people can be better in your body, in your mind, and can help you the mobility. It doesn't matter if the mobility is physical, but mentally, you know. And now we are working for it grow in all the continents. Today we are in the five continents in our around the world, but we are working together to show the people that para-jiu-jitsu is a fix for the humanity. We have intention to create federation, and we are now in the Paralympic way to create this category in Paralympic Games. And we have a test next year in Abu Dhabi in the Asian Games. And, you know, I think it's very quickly, but like you know, jiu-jitsu is a very strong fix. And like you know, we can help many people in all around the world. I think you are an amazing guy from the U.S., from the press of the MMA. I have read about you, and I say that maybe this interview can call many, many people in all around the U.S. to compete in para-jiu-jitsu. We have 18. We have 18 classifications, or we have 18 different categories for people with some difficulty or mobility or mentally problem, you know, but we begin just making fighters with able people, and we win, you know, we win. I think Ron wins some fights, I win some fights, and I have other friends. My first professional, his name is Mario Cowboy, and he was my first professor, and he is a very big champion here in Brazil, and we are working together for this fix for humanity grow, you know. This weekend we have a competition in the south part of Brazil, Gramado, and in Brazil we are with a problem with the transportation, and we have to take this competition for 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks will be this competition, and we have the record of numbers of para-athletes participating. In all around the world, it's happened. It's just blowing. And I think now, Sir Don Maguire have the responsibility of show for everyone that is para-jiu-jitsu in all around the world to teach people be better in your mobility. It doesn't matter how is the difficulty, mobility, or mentally question. The para-jiu-jitsu will help, you know. And UAE, did not take this. We work for first in the UAE because we see the UAE DGF invest money for our generation, and they stay interested about our cause, and we are working for this now, you know. I hope you understand what I said.
Oh, I understand explicitly, Professor. Believe me, this is just the beginning of the fight in my heart. I as you am I'm an amputee as with Ronald. But you know, your words they're enlightening, you know, because you look at the sport as a whole, you know, and I know I'm going to get off topic here for a second, but I had a world famous professor by the name of Jenna Bishop on my show talking about inequality in the art of jiu-jitsu. Do you feel that para-jiu-jitsu practitioners not being allowed to have categories of their own, do you think it creates an inequality in the art of jiu-jitsu?
No, no. We are talking about jiu-jitsu. When you use the word para, is just for explain that is for people with strong difficulty or mobility, because is equal. We are working for, we must be equal, but we have many people around the world that need know this slowly. And with this competition, we think that we can help many people. But one step by step, you know, we think that the world is not the cause that can stop us. The jiu-jitsu is really the same. The rules is the same. But create a category, competition for para-athletes, for call more para-athletes for the question, for the cause, you know?
Hey, Ronald. You're my host on the show. You're my mutual host on the show. You know, this is a rare opportunity to have Professor Silva on the program. You know, I'm esteemed just even having him on the show. You as a para-athlete, you as a practitioner in the art of jiu-jitsu, what would you like to, you know, now that we got him live on the air, what would you like to ask of the professor in your defined knowledge?
Al Shirley, it's good to talk to you, my friend.
Sorry, Ronald, the question is for you or for me?
Yes. It's Ronald Al Shirley.
Oh, Ronald.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, Ronald, it's a pleasure to talk with you, the hero from the U.S. and Para Jiu-Jitsu.
Ronald, it is good to talk to you, brother.
A very special. Ronald, when I knew Ronald 2 years ago, he had showing for the all-U.S. that the Para Jiu-Jitsu is an amazing thing, and that in Jiu-Jitsu we can be equal. Ronald finds amazing para fighters in the U.S. and take them to Abu Dhabi these years, and the U.S. will did an amazing job in the Abu Dhabi competition. It was really amazing. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Ron.
El Shirley, so as we have now started para jiu-jitsu and we're having categories with UAE, JJF, to you, as we begin to fight each other as equals in our own categories and still continue to fight able-bodied fighters, can you describe that to me when you first had the tournament last year where we had all the fighters, 39 fighters from around the world to come to UAE to fight as equals on the world stage?
Yes. Last year, when we have the first competition, we begin with the 39, and now the numbers blowed, you know, and it's very important for us to keep walking on the jiu-jitsu category. Because we have to prove all the time that we have para athletes that have the same level of the able category, but like Don Maguire said, that jiu-jitsu and para jiu-jitsu is the same. It's really the same. It's not a different jiu-jitsu. And we not created para jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu was born when jiu-jitsu arrived in Brazil, when jiu-jitsu arrived in the U.S. But maybe some question that the impossible, just the question of impossible. Like you see the master, Hans Gracie, had in Abu Dhabi and said for all the para-athletes that the impossible is nothing. And
yes,
maybe in the beginning, maybe some para-athletes or people with some disabled think that it's impossible. The practicals of jiu-jitsu. And now we are showing that it can happen. And we can let a legacy for the world. A fix that can help humanity. And Sir Maguire, when we help people to let your skill better with some difficulty or about mobility. We are helping not only this person. We are helping all his family and all his friend is around this person. You know, we are talking about not in U.S. because I can say U.S. is the richest country, and maybe have some supports for people. But I am saying in Africa, I am saying in the poorest country here in South America, and we are taking very, very amazing history. We want to know some amazing history, and we are these warriors of jiu-jitsu on tatami, and we are the warriors that can show for the world that we are letting a legacy of warriors that can have difficulty, but they now, these people can work for a show for all around the world that can be equal. These persons can produce, this person can work, this person can help his country and their country. And we are talking about a special and amazing thing that some years ago, maybe anyone can think it's impossible. Take person with some question of mobility to fight. And we are, like Ronald always say, we are working like a family to prove different for this. And we are getting, day by day, we are growing in an amazing way that I think for the next Abu Dhabi Championship, maybe we have more than 400 para-athletes. And we are talking with the master, Carlos Gracie Jr. He is my master. And we are working for introduce this category in IBJJF also. So we think that with more happen more competition in the West too. But in September, we will be in Los Angeles, and Ronald is the leader of to get more para athletes and show about para jiu-jitsu in all around the world. And we are here in Brazil, Rodrigo Minotauro, the Minotauro brothers, that is our godfather here in Brazil. They are showing, we are working together for the Paralympic way to grow para jiu-jitsu as quickly we can, because we know many people today may be listening to you, Sir Maguire, that they are slowed down, waiting some help, and para-jiu-jitsu can be this help. The para-jiu-jitsu can be this fix to help him, you know, and it's a very special mission for us, but we have no... it doesn't matter the time, it doesn't matter the force we have to do to help people in around the world with this fix para jiu-jitsu.
Yes, Professor. You know, Professor Silva, what truly I take away from your very wise words and the passion and the way you speak and the love for the art of jiu-jitsu, the world looks at it a lot more openly than the United States. I'm going to be quite blunt, and I think this is the best way for me to, you know, diagnose or give my thought on how the U.S. is so far behind in the acceptance of para-athletes. You know, I shoot some of the top professors in the country. I know most of the top professors in the world. I know them personally. You know, hearing you speak, the passion and the love that you have is tremendous. But when you look at the IBJJF and you look at other organizations in the United States, they allow for para-athletes to face able-bodied opponents, and it's been that way for years. And I'm not meaning this in any disrespect or with any ill intent, but when it comes to para-athletes wanting their own subcategories, para-athletes wanting to be able to face each other in the DC Games or other aspects of the art of jiu-jitsu in the United States, they're being denied that aspect. How is it that the UAE JJF, you know, sees this and knows that it needs to occur, but yet the IBJJF here in the United States really looks at it as an opportunity that we have to fight for?
I think we are talking about exactly the time that we can do this. In BJJF, we will have the World Championship for next weekend. And I think that for the next season, when it begins, we are working for introduce Paris Jiu-Jitsu. We have talked with the master, Carlos Gris Jr., to it happen. And he understands that maybe we are in time to do this, you know?
Yes, and I'm here to share the voice of each and every parafighter. Before I let Ron jump in and ask you a couple more questions, I have a really profound question that's been in my heart ever since I knew you were going to come on the show, because I know the aspect of my life and what it was like for me just to pick up on an everyday aspect after losing my leg. What was it like for you being the warrior that you truly were before you lost your leg? What did that moment mean to you, Professor Silva, for you to step on the mat and know in your heart that you still had the competitiveness, the heart of a warrior, and still truly could be the man that you were before you lost your leg, sir?
I just think that I can explain it, because when I lost my leg, I feel dead. And I think when something like that happens with any person, it's really not good. It's a very dark hole, and you can hug for nothing. How you think it's not good, you know? It's really a very hard depression, and I feel like that. When I begin training again, I was very demotivated, but my professor said to me that we'll have a competition for athletes, and I would like to know this competition. And when I see that people jumping in the wheelchairs, blind, no arms, no legs, I really think I don't have problem. And when I give my first step in tatami for a fight in a competition for the first year, I really feel alive. I was alive. Really, when you say Jiu-Jitsu saved my life, we are talking about this. Because when I give my first step in tatami, I feel my life again. And what we want to do, Sir Maguire, is only question. We would like to help people like Jiu-Jitsu help us. You know, the field is help. Now we are working for let a legacy. If we let this legacy for the world, we will be happy. We are completing the mission. We are really doing something for the humanity, you know, only this. I would like to say sorry for my English. Maybe I'm not understanding your really question, but I understand when you asked me for my first step after I lost my leg in tatami, and I can explain that this time I really feel what the phrase Jiu-Jitsu saved my life is this.
Professor, I completely understand you, and your words are completely profound and heart-touching. I'm going to toss the microphone over to Ronald Mann and let him ask you a couple questions, and then I'll come back. Ronald?
Yeah, thanks, Don. Professor, so when you and I have spoke, we've talked about how jiu-jitsu saved our lives, literally saved our lives. And we talk about how jiu-jitsu helps the whole world. It helps people become better, become whole again, and become one. Can you explain that a little bit to the listeners here? I know it affects me. It's elevated my purpose in life. And I've only trained for a little while in jiu-jitsu, but it's a whole different lifestyle than I had 2 years ago. Can you kind of explain how jiu-jitsu is helping people elevate and become better people?
I can't explain it. It's clearly to me, explain this because I'm studying lots of about mobilization, you know. I am studying about mobilization, and people, for example, blind. You know, can you think how the blind feel fighting jiu-jitsu? His skill now to take a shot will be better. This skill to study will be better. This skill to feel the world will be better. The people who train in jiu-jitsu can understand it better than others, but jiu-jitsu, when you begin taking the 360 movement, you become better in all the situation for your life, for using a machine in your hands, for feel the world around him, himself, all the things. When you're training jiu-jitsu, can feel you better if you can see. But when you're blind, you can learn most quickly. Can you imagine today, you know, a friend that lost his vision, and you say, hey, go to train jiu-jitsu. How quickly you think you give for your friend to be adaptation as quickly it can. This adaptation will be quickly 1 year, 2 years of adaptation. Jiu-jitsu can teach too much about this. But I'm not talking about people that use wheelchairs. I'm not talking about people that is your arms, less their arms in any situation. And para-jiu-jitsu is for adaptation. If para-jiu-jitsu can adaptation as quickly, any question of an unable person, can you imagine how quickly para-jiu-jitsu can help for disabled people? So this adaptation, the name of this adaptation is para-jiu-jitsu. This adaptation is for people who have some difficulty of movements, some difficulty of feelings like the vision, some difficulty for people who born with some difficulty, like the cerebral paralysis, like the syndrome of Down, like autism. We have a very amazing fighter from Japan, the son of Will Karakawa. I think Ron knows him. And how the level of autism take better for him. And cause this, we are in the cause. Sir Maguire, for today, we don't get money for this. We just want that all the federation accepted para fighters to create a federation. And maybe you can be the first guy from press in U.S. Then he say about this. It's special category for para-athletes. It's not only for UIA, DGF. In Brazil, all the weekend is have competition for para-athletes. And we want this happening in U.S. Can you see how many para-fighters from veterans of wars? It's happening in England and U.K., and I think it's happening now. But you can think how many we can help that are maybe listening to you now. We have a big responsibility. The responsibility of let the legacy for the humanity. And so I'm very happy to be here talking and use this big sound of you to people that maybe in 6 months, maybe in 1 year, will feel the life like a few, maybe the like Ronald Few and the older heroes from other continents that I can talk one by one. I can talk about Parijitsu. All the rest of the day, I'm not talking about who created the Parijitsu and who is the owner of Parijitsu. There is no owners of Parijitsu. Parijitsu was born with Jiu-Jitsu. But maybe no one take the Parijitsu like a fix. Parijitsu is a fix. We are not talking only about the competition. We are talking about a fix that can really help many people and save many people, many lives around the world, in your country, in my country, in all the continents, you know. So this adaptation, because we can call this of Parijitsu, and it's very special. It's really, the people don't know yet. I think the U.S. don't know this. We have the responsibility to tell them. We have to tell the for the army how it's important for veterans, how many lives we can save. In this interview, how many lives we can save. Sir, Don Maguire, you have a mission. You have a special mission to say for the people in the U.S. how important. To say, I see your Facebook with many famous fighters, with many famous professors and professionals of MMA. And now I think that you have to be quickly saying this with which we are talking, you know?
Yes, Professor. You know, I'll be quite honest with you. I'm a true man to life, and hearing your wise words have truly made me realize what I need to do. You made me realize that even though my heart and my ambition are in the right place, that I've been going about this the wrong way, the aspect of which you speak is truly to define the world for para-athletes or just people in general in life, to show them that there is an opportunity, there is a place for them to go back to, that they actually, just because they're a para-athlete, doesn't mean that they lost the aspect of who they are and where they can be in life. And through this show, I need to share the stories of these para-fighters so not only the sport can grow, but the world can grow.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's very honored.
It's very special mission. I think what we can do, who is listening, visit the website, visit the Facebook, visit we using the social media about you. If you say, please, let's share. We have in my Facebook, the Facebook of Ronald, tell all the history of Parijitsu. The Federation of Brazilian Parijitsu, Ronald is the link, has the link, and we can share, just share. And looking for Ronald. In September, we have the UAE GGF competition, and maybe it may be the first step for a federation, the first really federation for Parijitsu in the U.S., you know. We can do this first step. Maybe in the competition of MMA, we can show fighters, maybe open the competition with a fight of Parijitsu. If you can let this see in the mind of the organizer of the event, we can show as quickly we can about Parijitsu also, you know. It's just an idea. But we can talk more about this. And maybe do plans for September in L.A.
Yes, we most definitely can. You know, you're a very wise and knowledgeable man. Your words are that of power, enlightenment, and true lineage. It shows the aspect of who you are in life. You know, Ronald, I'm going to pass the microphone to you. You know, one thing I took away from Professor Silva is, you know, if we build it, they will come. They will have no choice. And the opportunity is for us to share the voice of, you know, para-athletes and practitioners like yourself and the world. And with that, there can be no stopping the affirmation of a para-athlete in the sport. Ronald, what is your thoughts?
Well, for my end, El Shirley has led para-jiu-jitsu for all of us. You know, it wasn't just a sport before. It was not on the map. And then through his dedicated work, he's been able to bring the spotlight of the world to para-jiu-jitsu. And the thing that I find most fascinating with Professor is that he's not just talking about we're equal as athletes. It's a higher level that we become fully whole again through jiu-jitsu. And when he talks about jiu-jitsu and para-jiu-jitsu are the same thing, it's true. You know, my coaches tell me all the time, everything in jiu-jitsu is adaptable. When I get frustrated because I can't do a certain move, we work around it and figure out how to adapt it. That's life in a microcosm. And that's what El Shirley is bringing to the world. It's not just we're going to be allowed to fight in tournaments against each other in categories. It's about using jiu-jitsu to make the world a better place.
Yes. And, you know, that is our mission. Professor, me and Ronald have taken the responsibility, you know, to bring this story forward, to share the jiu-jitsu aspect with the world in this plight. And I'm a person, when I take on something in life, I don't give up, and I continue to strive until greatness is truly succeeded. You know, when I first brought Ronald Mann on the show, you know, we shared life stories, and we created a foundation, the brotherhood of jiu-jitsu between us, because I am a practitioner myself. You know, the words that you expressed on the show today truly have touched my heart, because it made me redefine how I look at this whole aspect, and now I understand what my mission truly needs to be. It's not about the para fighter, it's about jiu-jitsu as a whole, but sharing that practitioner, whether they're blind or in a wheelchair or without legs or arms, there is no difference. They're still a practitioner. They still love the art of jiu-jitsu. When you look at jiu-jitsu as a whole, and you treasure it in your heart because it's something that you truly have left a profound legacy in this world in, what aspect of you truly defines you as a man on the mat and off the mat, Professor?
I think when you can prove yourself with your mind that you can be a winner, and if you have no arm, if you have no leg, if you have a mental question, I think the other person grows. The other person born. The aspect I see this is like Ronald say, let the world better. But we have to explain it. How can we let the world better? Maybe the humanity don't know how to take care in the beginning, but it's how when the time is passing, the man, the humanity learn more and more. And we think that arrives the time to input the fix of maybe a very different way. When you can explain a family that you use now the para-jitsu for a person of family that has some some a tragedy happened, and now he uses a para-jiu-jitsu to let to transform this person better. I would like to say a very interesting point of view. I would like to say you that I would like have to be my leg back. You know, I would like now using my left leg back, but I am happy now. I am very happy for this mission. And I think that this aspect of be better, maybe there is no name yet, but I would like people understand this. It's difficult. I make, for example, I able fighter understand this, because many able fighters think I had a depression and I'm better, you know, but no, I'm talking about get another mobility. I'm using a prosthesis, but if I lost my prosthesis, I will take my life normal, just jumping, no problem. I will jumping, no problem. With one leg, my head is learned to be prepared for this, and you can't imagine a bit the size of it's like a big army, a big navy, it's too many men around the world that can be better, and the world really, really can be better to produce, to work, to discover, to study for humanity, and the para-jiu-jitsu is the fix for this. I feel this. If I have a voice that all the people around the world can listen to me, I think I stay talking about this for many, many hours, days and days, months and months, and years and years. But now, for now, I am using your voice for this, Sir Don McGuire, with the help of the Ron that is the hero of U.S. fighting. I would like maybe Ron have a chance to his amazing fighting can take he can take up many people in the U.S. He's an amazing fighter. This competition in Abu Dhabi, in the day of competition, I was worried about let the fighters feeling good. And all the time, I'm telling, joking, Ronald, he is amazing. He is all the time in concentrate for the fight. I feel, I see the compromise of Ronald with the cows to take this imagine of his fight to U.S. back to people see how strong they can be. And Ronald did this. Ronald wins are amazing. I think if I remember, Ronald, just let me remember, you win against in the final a Japanese, you know, Wataru, an amazing fighter, but a fighter from Japan, and he did it amazing. Last year, he fight against in the final an Australian, and he is amazing. He is all the time worried to take his imagine and show for the U.S. veterans, principal mentally, that they can do the same. You know, he's show me all the time. He's worried about his people, and I think this when I talk about responsibility to talk and then to show to the people about what we are working for, and we are for the humanity. Let the humanity better. Is this.
Most definitely, Professor. I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'll throw it back to Ronald. You know, this is a question that intrigues me because, as you know, I'm an amputee in life. You know, I would like to know what it felt like for you, because you were truly a warrior before this occurred. what was that moment like for you in your heart to finally step back on the mat and show the world that you truly were the same warrior that you were before the incident? And how much recognition in your heart or relief did you feel going into that day, sir?
Sorry, the question is for Ronald or me? Sorry.
No, for you, sir.
Could you repeat, please?
Yes, I'll repeat it. I apologize, Professor. Let's look back to the first day because, well, like I said, I'm an amputee myself, so I would kind of like to get your thought. What was it like for the first time for you, Professor, to return to the mat? What did it mean for you to have that day occur? And would you consider it the rebirth of Professor Silva?
Take days for me understand, maybe take months for me understand that I got a mission. It was very cool. It was cool. It was amazing. It really solved my questions. And I think, well, the people must know this. And the means, what means? Means that I have to work for this. I got a mission. I don't know, I am not talking about religion, but in my religion, I believe that I received a mission. You know, I received a mission for help people. Only this.
Ronald?
Well, Don, I have to wrap up on my end, so I really very, very thankful, Don, that you were able to bring El Sirle on the show and start giving the voice to the parafighters around the world. You're the one leading this charge with us. We can go to the mats and we can fight, but if we don't have somebody to tell our tale, then, you know, we just keep it in between ourselves. And now, with your help, we're able to show and tell everybody that Jiu-Jitsu is here to change the world. Professor, I have one last question for you, Australia.
Yes.
Could you please, I'm going to have to leave now, but could you please talk a little bit about where you see para-jiu-jitsu in the next 2 to 4 years and our path going up to Pan Asians, quite possibly Paralympics?
Oh, yes. We entered in the program of the Paralympic Way 2 months ago. And Professor Rodrigo Minotauro is the leader here in Brazil. So we have to finish the federation here. We are preparing to be a model. And in the U.S., the model will be presented. And we think Ronald will be present the other members for take and make it grow. In the UK, we have other paraathletes in Japan, in Australia, in Africa. And after this, we will finish a program to make happen competition with quality. We have 18 classifications in all these federations must be paraathletes fighting with quality and make people involved, schools, children, like in jiu-jitsu, but taking the same organization. For be Paralympic, we have to talk one language. I think I can say that is different in jiu-jitsu because for jiu-jitsu, we have several federations, and we would like for para-jiu-jitsu talk about the same language to become its Paralympic. When we arrive in the Paralympic level, we think that the mission for show to the people using jiu-jitsu like a fix, we finish. But is the mission.
and first finish to prepare these federations around the world, and after use a program for children. Maybe after Japan, we are in this level. So talking about the four next year is this. Become Para Jiu-Jitsu Paralympic. Is this the mission?
And what a day it will be, Professor. You know, to be able to have this in the Olympics would be a tremendous thing. You know, I've had Fernando Yamasaki, I've had Rafael Lovato, I've had Tom DeBlas, J.W. Wright, many other professors that have, you know, touched my life. And so I've reached out and I've shared the path that we're on with Para Jiu-Jitsu. You know, but when I look at it in deep thought, it truly isn't about Para Jiu-Jitsu. You know, you look at it as a defined warrior, and you listen to your humble stories, and you can hear where the path that I so blatantly had, you know, I guess overlooked, I truly need to see now, because you've created this thought in my heart that just being able to share the stories of practitioners like Ronald Mann and Jeff Real and other people that are amputees and other people that have hindrances in life, if I just share their story, that it will open the hearts of the world and allow them to see that there really is no difference. Is that a correct analogy?
Yes, I think yes. I don't know how to explain this. I think we can talk is that we need help for sure. When I think this, the things will be more clearly when we can show. We can show with a big voice. We are in the step of looking for paraclets, but when everyone knows this, it's will blow quickly, you know.
Yes, you know. When I first had my first role on the mat, after I lost my leg, I truly looked back at that moment, and it really reinstilled in me who I was. But the purpose that I walked away was that I truly had just begun my life. Would you say that the same aspects apply to you and other para-athletes? Because when I look at the whole situation, I don't regret not having a limb. I don't regret the situation I am in. But what it did for me was it made me realize that I truly had the opportunity to live in life, and the aspects that I'm living now have created a well more defined man. Would you say that that has occurred for you and many other practitioners?
Yes, it's true. I think in jiu-jitsu, everyone turns jiu-jitsu feel like that. But it was maybe different because in that exact time, for example, I was losing my life. No, it's when you think suicide in mind is the end. And we talk about this, a new life beginning, and we have this for offer, a new life beginning. Is this?
Yeah. I have to agree with you. You know, Professor, if you could make a statement to the listeners of my radio show, to the practitioners of the world that are listening in, and to people that need a better determination of the aspects of para jiu-jitsu and what it means to the world for this to occur, what would that statement be, Professor?
Sorry, the last part I didn't understand. Sorry.
Oh, I just said, what would your statement be to other para-athletes, people that are looking to get into the sport, other practitioners? What would your statement be to them in this journey that we're now taking on and will be a weekly episode on my radio network? What would your statement be to them to step up and share their stories? And what do you think it will do for the art of jiu-jitsu?
Well, I think that is many ways, but maybe looking for an academy and think that the impossible is nothing, like Master Renzo Gracie said, you know, looking for the next academy and begin to show his history is what he must think. It is, I think, the people is listening you and believing you because you have a word like a face of MMA and fight in the U.S. And I would like to thank you to give this chance to tell them that, and yes, they can. Why not? Only this.
Most definitely. You know, Professor, this is just the beginning of, you know, I'm going to do a permanent show inviting para-athletes from around the world, beginning and of old. I believe this story needs to be told time and time again. I believe, you know, this aspect of jiu-jitsu needs to be shared worldwide. And I give you my word, after having you on the show today, you truly have touched my heart and showed me the proper guidance, the proper path that I need to take this show. I will do that with the utmost respect and dignity towards the sport, because even if we are a para fighter, we're still a warrior at heart. It doesn't diminish who we are. It creates the future legacy of what we will bring to the sport and to the art. I give you my word as a man, to you, Professor, that I will continue to share the stories of other para fighters and other aspects of jiu-jitsu with the world to help further the betterment of what you've created. You know, it was truly an honor for me to speak with you today. The blessings are all mine. I promise in this plight, I will do you a great justice in your words that have truly changed my life today. What you've done for the sport, no words can describe. You know, you truly are a legend in this art of jiu-jitsu. With that being said, Professor, it was truly a humbling honor for me to have you share your story today. I'm going to pass the microphone to you, sir. If there's anything else you would just like to add to the program before we sign off of live radio, the floor is yours, Professor Silva.
Sorry about that. I think I'm emotional to listen to your words, but I think we together are very, very, very strong. And this is happening, and I think that for now, we are just to keep walking, sharing, liking the history, and I think we are giving a very big step for it's happening in the U.S., and you are in the history for this. You know, one of this, I would like to thank you all, and God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Professor. You know, I promise with all my humanity and dignity as a soul that I will do you proud, sir. God bless you, and thank you again for humbling my listeners, as you are a true legend in the sport, and you truly have left a mark on my heart. I wish you the best, sir, and I look forward to having you on the show again.
Okay, sir. Okay, so it was a pleasure and an honor to talk with you. And I would like our people from America see different for the people who have some difficulty of mobility. And God bless all of you, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor Oss. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Elsilry Lusilva from the UAE JJF. You know, we're going to take the show on the aspect of why aren't categories being created for para fighters. But after hearing the professor, I truly understand that my plight needs to be different. I need to take it at a different angle. You know, I guess it goes with the old expression, you build it, they will come. I think if we build this show and share para fighters with the world as they deserve to be shared and share the art of jiu-jitsu, they will be given those opportunities. You know, you heard Professor Silva speak of Ronald Mann, who was my mutual host on the show today. It's truly humbling to know, you know, a man of Ronald Mann's magnitude, but to be able to hear Professor Silva explain it in the aspect that I need to share the show and share the Warriors has truly kind of stymied me and left me a little humble, to be quite honest with you. These shows truly touch my heart. You know, I do MMA, and I've interviewed a lot of great people in the art of jiu-jitsu, but, you know, I'll tell you what, I thought Fernando Yamasaki and Rafael Lovato really touched me, but Elsilry, Professor, you left me dumbfounded with the knowledge that you express and the love that you have for para jiu-jitsu, and the changes it's making in the world are defined by you and people like Ronald Mann and others around the country. So I reach out to all of you to get in contact with me, come on the show, and let's make this a weekly episode, as each and everybody's story needs to be shared on a proper platform. On that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, the86ers.net. This show really kind of is in their category is nobody should be 86 in life, and that's truly how they feel. And that's truly why I'm part of the organization. Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran. And last but not least, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice. You know, I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. It was truly out of my hands. I don't know what occurred. I'm embarrassed about it. But live radio is live radio. I can't change what's happened. But the interviews today were truly tremendously heart-wrenching. And I learned a lot from these two gentlemen today. So thank you for tuning in. Have a tremendous holiday. Good day. And God bless.
I'm in the booth. I'm in the booth. Say something on the mic. Booth. Say something heavy.
Oh, yo, yo, yo. That's what I'm talking about. My young boy up in the booth. We get ready to kick it live.
Go! Whip ball might get deported. Fish me alive, blessed and anointed. Protest at 111 recorded. Great. Clash.